Last night on the retreat, we heard that there had been many Germans in Italian uniforms mixing with the retreat in the north. I did not believe it. That was one of those things you always heard in the war. It was one of the things the enemy always did to you. You did not know anyone who went over in German uniform to confuse them. Maybe they did, but it sounded difficult. I did not believe the Germans did it. I did not believe they had to. There was no need to confuse our retreat. The size of the army and the fewness of the roads did that. Nobody gave any orders, let alone Germans. Still, they would shoot us for Germans. They shot Imo. The hay smelled good, and lying in a barn, in the hay, took away all the years in between. We had lain in hay and talked and shot sparrows with an air rifle when they perched in the triangle cut high up in the wall of the barn. The barn was gone now, and one year they had cut the hemlock woods, and there were only stumps, dried treetops, branches, and fireweed where the woods had been. You could not go back. If you did not go forward, what happened? You never got back to Milan. And if you never got back to Milan, what happened? I listened to the firing to the north toward Udine. I could hear machine gun firing. There was no shelling. That was something. They must have gotten some troops along the road. I looked down in the half-light of the hay barn and saw Piani standing on the hauling floor. He had a long sausage, a jar of something, and two bottles of wine under his arm. "Come up," I said. "There's the ladder." Then I realized that I should help him with the things and went down. I was vague in the head from lying in the hay. I had been nearly asleep. "Where's Bonello?" I asked.
"I'll tell you," Piani said.
We went up the ladder. Up on the hay we set the things down. Piani took out his knife with the corkscrew and drew the cork on a wine bottle.
"They have sealing wax on it," he said. "It must be good."
He smiled. "Where's Bonello?" I asked. Piani looked at me.
"He went away, Tenente. He wanted to be a prisoner."
I did not say anything.
"He was afraid we would get killed."
I held the bottle of wine and did not say anything.
"You see, we don't believe in the war anyway, Tenente."
"Why didn't you go?" I asked.
"I did not want to leave you."
"Where did he go?"
"I don't know, Tenente. He went away."
"All right," I said. "Will you cut the sausage?" Piani looked at me in the half-light.
"I cut it while we were talking," he said.
We sat in the hay and ate the sausage and drank the wine. It must have been the wine they saved for a wedding. It was so old that it was losing its color.
"You look out of this window, Luigi," I said.
"I'll go look out the other window."